Okay, we've come to the point of how to be delivered. Let me just mention certain things which I believe are demonic. Allergies. Almost all sinus problems, tumors, ulcers, arthritis, heart attacks. Now, these are my opinions. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not practicing medicine. But there is a medical doctor from Columbus, Georgia. Some of you probably know him, who was in the CFO retreat last spring, heard me preach this, and he said, well, I'll see if it's true. He had a persistent allergy that he could not eat wheat or anything with wheat in it. So he came forward in my deliverance service, prayed the deliverance prayer, and said, now if I'm delivered, I can eat wheat. Went away and has been eating wheat ever since. And he was a Baptist. So if you can convince a Baptist physician that demons are due to allergies, I think you've won the battle. All right. Now, how to get delivered? Simple. I've outlined the conditions. Let me tell you, first of all, the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. That's just as inclusive a promise as whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. One's John 3:16, the other's Joel 2:32. So all you have to know is the conditions, meet them, and receive deliverance. Number one, humility. And I don't mean that you've got to be a saint in humility. I mean you've got to humble yourself. It's not persistent humility for years. It's humbling yourself. And that's an act of your will. It's a decision which you can make in the next 5 minutes to humble yourself. You see, I tell people this. There may come a moment when you'll have to choose between your dignity and your deliverance. And then, if you humble yourself, you'll let dignity go and get deliverance. And dignity will come back again later. But if you're proud, you refuse to lose your dignity and you lose your deliverance. People come to me sometimes and say, Brother Prince, couldn't you pray with me in private? I say, certainly I could, but what's the motive? Is it pride? Because if it's pride, you're not on the right basis to meet God in the first place. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. God knoweth the proud afar off, and that's where he keeps them too. Number two, truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, one thing is knowing the truth of God's word. But the other, which is more down to earth, is knowing the truth about yourself. Now, today, I've tried to show you the truth about yourself. I have discovered people that are downright honest always get delivered. But people that you have to keep on drawing it out of them, and you never know when you've got the last item, it's very hard to get them delivered. So I say this. Truth, in your case, means calling a spade and not an agricultural implement. Or, I put it this way, call your problem by the same name you'd call it in your husband, and you've got the right name. Thirdly, you have to confess your sin. It's old-fashioned, but God still requires it. You don't have to confess to man here today, but you have to confess to Almighty God. Now, when it comes to confessing your sin, let me tell you something which is obvious, but few people realize it. You're never going to tell anything to God about yourself that he doesn't already know. See, you're never going to shock God. Oh, isn't that good news? God is unshockable. And when you've told him the worst, he says, well, I knew it all along. It wasn't for my sake. You were telling me it was for your sake, because you've got to get it off your chest. You've got to come out in the open with it. This is the condemnation. Light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light. They would not come to the light. Confession is coming to the light. It's exposing that area of your life that you just wish wasn't there. But you have to expose it to the light of God, not to the light of man, but of God. Number four, repent. That means to renounce, to turn away from, to count as your enemy. David said, O God, do not I hate them that hate thee, And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. And then he said, search me, O God, and try my heart. He was talking about the things inside him that were God's enemies. And he said, Lord, if they're your enemies, they're my enemies. I'll not be friends with the enemies of God. I'll make God's enemies my enemies, even if they're in me. You see, God will not deliver you from your friends. If you enjoy lust and gossip, these things, God's not going to take them out. But if you hate them, he'll deliver you. Now, hating everything evil, renouncing it, refusing to have anything to do with it, this is repentance. In this category, I want to say, though I'll deal with it tomorrow more fully, you have to renounce occult involvement. Every type of involvement with the occult, the Ouija board, horoscopes, fortune-telling, Gene Dixon, Edgar Cayce, handwriting analysis, automatic writing, all this whole ESP, hypnosis, the whole works. You have to renounce it because those are the agents of Satan. And you cannot be friends with Satan's agents and friends with God at the same time. You have to hate the enemies of God. Now, I'm going to preach on this tomorrow, but I want to say it because in many cases it will hinder your deliverance. If you are still in any way under the shadow of the visit to a fortune teller, playing with a Ouija board, dealing with tarot cards, all these things, the devil still has a legal claim over you. And when you come for deliverance, you say, no, wait a minute now, I've got a right to that area. Don't you think you can get me out? Because you can't. He's a legal expert. Number five needs a sermon on its own. Forgive others. You remember why? The unforgiving servant was in the hands of the tormentors because he refused to forgive his fellow servant. And if you refuse to forgive any person, living or dead, you are not a candidate for full deliverance. Forgiveness is not an emotion, it's a decision. Simple language, it's tearing up the IOU. All right, your parents owe you $10,000 for all the love, care, affection, consideration, teaching they never gave you. You've got it there in your hand. You can pray for them, you can wish for them, you can pray for deliverance, but the only thing that matters is tearing up the IOU. Your husband owes you $15,000 for running around with three other women. Well, you can hold on to that IOU as long as you like, but you'll not be delivered till you tear it up. The last thing, call on the name of the Lord. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered.